Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that we're able to be together again and share the good things of the Lord. If you're a new listener, welcome, and I pray that you're blessed by the Word of God. I've been sharing the last several broadcasts on the name of Jesus, the power and authority that we have in that name. And I know if you've walked with the Lord for any length of time, you've probably heard a lot of messages on that subject. And praise God, we understand a lot of things with our mind, with our intelligence. We lay hold of the truths of God's Word. But beloved, it's a whole nother thing to get a revelation of it in your spirit. And that's why, especially lately, I've been preaching on some really basic foundational truths, because sometimes we just need to hear the Word of God over and over again, because what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it takes the revelation of the Holy Spirit to make the truths of God come alive. The simple truths, the salvation, the repentance, these are powerful truths that we have to understand to be successful and victorious in our Christian life. And so we will never stop learning. Sometimes, you know, I think we get to a place where you say, oh, I've heard that before, I know that, and you just kind of mentally turn off. Now, come on, be honest with me. I have to be honest. There's times I've done that. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I know that. And we need to be continually, as little children, teachable. You know, I never forget once I heard a story or anecdote about two preachers. One was an elderly preacher who had preached something like 50 or 60 years, and one was just a brand new young fellow who was just filled with fire and, you know, really ready to preach. And someone was ministering, preaching, and it was interesting the response of these two. The young man is like, well, you know, he didn't have much to say. And the elderly gentleman, the elderly preacher, was just so thrilled and so blessed by what this other minister had shared. So you see, it's all in our perspective. We always can learn something from everyone and everything. There's lessons to be learned, praise God. And I'm on this broadcast to share the Word of the Lord with you, that you can have and you can be all that Jesus wants you to be. As a born-again Christian, and to be born again, you have to repent of your sins and acknowledge that Jesus died for those sins, that He was raised from the dead, that He came in the flesh to redeem sinful man, and invite Him into your heart. It's not a extraordinary formula. It's just a simple act of faith, and you can't do it by intellectualizing it. As I've shared before on the broadcast, before I was saved, I was, you know, going to try to just sort this all out mentally and kind of just approach this whole subject in a rather cautious intellectual way, and I found I couldn't do it. I came to a place at one point I just had to say, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And it was a simple acknowledgement that I didn't have the answers, I wasn't certain, I didn't know, but I was asking God to show Himself to be real. And He loves prayers like that. So as we're talking about the name of Jesus, He wants you to know that you have the right to use His name for praying for those things that you need, those things that you desire. We're commanded to use the name of Jesus in salvation, in healing, in miracles, in judgment, in appeals to others, in prayer, in faith, in repentance, in praise, in all of our gatherings together, in consecration, in our giving, in our singing, in spiritual warfare, in all things that pertain to our life and our walk of godliness. Any child of God can use the name of Jesus in all these areas. Just simple, ordinary faith in God and the work of what Jesus did, his accomplished work. That's all that's necessary to get what you need. Sometimes we complicate things so much. But what does Mark say in the 11th chapter, verses 22 through 24? The word declares, have faith in God. And if you shall not doubt in your heart, but you shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Matthew 21 and 22 says, and all things, this is Jesus speaking, whatever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And you know, I'm convinced that part of the problems that we've had in seeing prayer answered and seeing the miraculous and the supernatural is that we not only simply are not willing to be childlike with simple childlike faith, but also we've got religious mindsets. There's religious spirits behind them. Many times we feel we have to qualify, that qualifying spirit that makes people feel unworthy to receive all of their inheritance. Beloved, there's nothing you could do to qualify for the things of God, the gifts of God. Jesus has already qualified you 100% when he died and rose again. There's absolutely nothing you and I can do to earn that. Sometimes we feel a sense of a false responsibility. Sometimes we'll feel responsible for things and people that we can do nothing about. But our responsibility is simply to offer what God gives us. That's all. You know, sometimes, you know, I used to think that Jesus was people oriented. And I'll never forget when Paul Youngie Cho was here ministering in the Bay Area in the early 1980s at a pastor's luncheon. He said that Jesus was not people oriented. That might be shocking to you, but he was task oriented. In other words, he did only those tasks, only those things that the Father showed him, the things that the Father wanted him to do. He did not respond to every single need of humanity. He wasn't at man's beck and call, but he did what the Father did. So sometimes we can get false responsibility on us or false yokes. We can be yoked to people or to things instead of being yoked to Jesus. And you know what, beloved? That can be your ministry. That can be your church, fellowships, programs, whatever. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. It's easy. If we're yoked to him, we'll be in the right place. He carries the burden. And, you know, if you're ever really pushed out of shape and stressed and tired and worn out, well, something's wrong. And I've been in that place many times over the years, and I've realized, you know, something, this is not right. This isn't right. And so, you know, we need to check those religious mindsets that we get hooked into. That's why we've made the gospel complicated by these false yokes and false burdens, burdens for things, for people and places that the Holy Spirit isn't really calling us to. We're carrying something outside of the anointing. And beloved, when the anointing is on something, it's easy. There's also false submission. We can submit to people instead of submitting to the Lord and to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We put other people, including leadership, above the direction and leading of the Holy Spirit. Leadership is to protect and help God's people to learn to hear from God for themselves. Everyone is responsible to listen and to obey to the witness of the Holy Spirit within them. That's why this ministry, we've always, Brother Glass and I, over the years, have wanted to give you the truth of the Word of God to make you dependent on the Lord. And any ministry, any church, any pastor, any minister who is seeking subtly or overtly to try to make you dependent on them, honey, that's not of the Lord. Leadership is to make you dependent on Jesus. Yes, leadership and fivefold ministry is given by God for the perfecting of the saints, but to enhance your personal relationship with Jesus. That's what Christianity is. It is not a religion. I know the world calls it one of the major world religions, but beloved, for the Christian, Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship. many times we can be in rebellion while we're being submissive. Think about that. You might be submitting to man, submitting to the leadership of man. And in a sense, that's rebellion when God is wanting you to do what he's asking. There's all kinds of abuses, all kinds of religious mindsets and spirits that have kept us from walking in the simplicity of the gospel. There's the spirit of control that has, you know, the body of Christ has been plagued with that. That's really the spirit of witchcraft. It's making people submit to man rather than teaching people to honor and to reverence the word of God and follow the word of God and hear from God for themselves. You know, back decades ago, there was the false shepherding movement and all of those things which will rob you of the faith that the simplicity of what Jesus was telling us in the scriptures, for example, that I've shared with you. All that Jesus was and is, his name is still given to us, the believer. This is the power that we have in the name of Jesus. And beloved, there's a time coming in which I see the body of Christ arising and we'll understand the secret of faith in God and we'll use our divine inheritance, our authority to do great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I recall one minister said, you know, it's not by praying revival down, it's by faith we're going to get revival. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop now in the ministry of the word, and I invite many of you who've been listening to write and share your prayer requests. I'd like to share right now a letter coming from a sister writing from Everett, Washington. Praise God. She said, I was so blessed by your letter as always. God knows what I needed to hear. Yes, I remember the beautiful crusade you and Brother Glass held here in Seattle, Washington. How I think of the both of you. When Brother Glass was still with us, he was so used of God as you are. I can't tell you how many times God would send me a word through you both when I desperately needed it. God is still effectively using you today. He's with you always. God bless you richly in Jesus' name, my beloved friend. And she signs her name writing from Everett, Washington. And she said, I enjoyed the lovely stationery that your last letter was printed on. Praise God. Well, I invite you to be a part of our spiritual family. It's such a blessing to hear from new listeners. I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address. And partners, thank you so much for your prayers, for your financial help. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.